You can't tell the good guys from the bad guys. And that's what's so disturbing to me. The terrorists are living among us. They're blending in, and they're good at it. Their friends say they had no clue.
If someone a few days ago told me that one of my friends was responsible for the bombing in Boston, I would have named off at least 90% of everyone that I know before I would have said Jahar.
Do you know how scary that is? And it's not just their friends. You've heard their own families claim they didn't know anything about it. If they don't know, what hope is there for us? Not all the bad guys are on law enforcement's radar. How do you protect yourself? What signs do we look for? How safe are we? Law enforcement did an excellent job in Boston, but if two guys can shut down a major American city, what could four guys do? What could six men or eight men do? Men that are better trained with more sophisticated weapons. What about simultaneous attacks in multiple U.S. cities? Our buses and trains are vulnerable. How secure are our city and state government buildings? Will we address all of these security gaps? Or in 3 months, will the Boston attack just be an afterthought? Bring on more street cameras. Bring on more federal government funding for cities to prevent attacks. Bring on more undercover cops. The terrorists are here, and they're waiting to strike. What are we going to do about it? I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.